a Super Bowl Sunday edition of a program that can only be referred to as a ratings juggernaut. We captured number one 1 year into doing this and have had a stranglehold on it ever since. Matt Travis produces the program. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Bill. Welcome back.
Yes, a lot to discuss. Come on in, Hoss. A lot to discuss. This time last week, I couldn't feel my feet. I was out of town. Thanks to Rex Nelson, by the way, for filling in. A great job by Rex. did not see Rex Friday evening at the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame dinner, which is still going on. I understand. Just finishing up speeches. Am I right, Lee?
Pat Jones is still thanking his junior high assistant coaches.
He's going down to the water boy on the grade school team now.
Those who mowed the yards.
The groundskeeper at the boys club. I love those guys, and I enjoy the event, and I love the Sports Hall of Fame in Arkansas. But it is a marathon dinner. It is beyond marathon. It's like that Scorsese movie. They shoot horses, don't they? You know, where they're dying at the. I'll tell you what I was like at the end of the dinner. You see those triathletes that are kind of delirious as they're finishing the run, you know, and their legs are shot and that's what I felt like at the end of the dinner.
It really was a great event.
Wonderful event.
The inductees were fantastic. There may have been, 10 or 20 too many, but
77 people were inducted into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
But if you love sports in Arkansas, what a great event. You got to go back and see some of the richest.
Oh, you went back in time, all right. You went back in time. I'm not sure.
It was a walk down memory lane.
It was a walk down about somebody's memory. But congratulations, our dear friend, the physician to this program, the legitimate physician, not to be confused with Dr. Wayne Jay, Dr. Barry Ford, my friend of 20 years, over 20 years. His father, Bob Ford, who I've known for many, many years as well, was inducted into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, and it was wonderful to see him get the recognition that he deserves for a tremendous career in sports throughout Arkansas, in Memphis, and his time with the Dallas Cowboys, on Bear Bryant's staff at Alabama, Georgia. Just a kind of a big tour of the SEC. So, congratulations, Bob Ford. We're happy for you. A little bit of a cold here this morning. I'm trying to fight that off, but it was a fun event. It just lasted 17 hours, and our table was completely across the room from the bar, and so
we have to improve our standings with the host committee in years to come.
I don't care about being near the stage. Put me near the bar. I'm like a good Southern Baptist. I want to be in the back so I can get out quickly. But this time last week, see, I'm hesitant to bring up where I was. Well, I was in Tampa, Florida last week. And again, thanks to Rex. And I've got to talk about this for a little bit. But there is a
scouting for the Republican convention.
I was there, right, diligently preparing for the Republican National Convention, which will be in the Tampa St. Pete area in August. But as an aside to that, I happened to be there during what is loosely termed as Gasparilla in Tampa. And that is a pirate festival. And before any of you get out of hand, no, these aren't the pirates that dress up in the black mesh tank tops and cut off jean shorts with hairy mustaches. No, that's not the kind of pirate we're talking about.
No Johnny Depp's here.
This was a... it's almost indescribable. Words, the English language doesn't have a word to describe the event itself, but it's over 3 days, and I'm bound to secrecy on many elements of the celebration itself. It's sort of like I was with the party equivalent of SEAL Team 6, you know? Like, you know the event has happened. They got Bin Laden. Uh-huh. You know that event happened, but it's very secretive. I mean, it's murky. It's who's in SEAL Team 6? I can't describe to you. I can't name names. But I was with the party equivalent of SEAL Team 6 in Tampa, Florida, where it was 70 degrees and sunny and just beautiful. And I love Tampa as a town. It's unlike, once you get past Tampa, it turns into a whole different world in Florida. South Florida is...
New Jersey?
South Florida is right. It is, it's Tel Aviv, it's Saddleback, New Jersey, and it's Cali, Colombia, all at the same time down there. But Tampa's a great southern town, and this is a festival that has been, I believe 1903 was the first one. It is probably the best-kept secret in American social life. 800,000 people lined a parade route Saturday morning into Saturday afternoon, and the best way I can describe that is it's sort of a Mardi Gras, but with really beautiful people. you know, you go to Mardi Gras and you see people and you go, wow, man, at least I'm not like that guy. You see the guy who's passed out in the sewer and all, and then you just see a lot of...
He was hanging around from the year before.
Right, exactly.
Just
rolled him over. But it's sort of like Mardi Gras, only the people are really beautiful. And
Gasparilla. Where's the names originated?
Don't ask me to get too into detail. Again, it's like the Navy SEALs. I happen to be with the party equivalent of SEAL Team 6, and I can't name names. But grown men, I'll say that. You put on pirate costumes, you get made up, and then you get on a barge that has been converted into a pirate ship with the riggings and the masts and everything else. And people shoot guns. You go out into that. I mean, exactly. I had to wear earplugs because the gunfire on this pirate ship.
All of it pointed outward, we hope.
Well, they were blanks.
Okay.
Blanks. So, but it was just the words escape me, the festival itself. And you can look it up online and see a lot of the action photos. The floats were very elaborate. Met some Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Met a lot of young women along the parade route who claimed to be 21, who I promise you were 15, and just kept on going. Fortunately, I had a veteran SEAL team member guiding me, don't get bogged down here and do that. And so.
I'm looking at your Facebook picture. You look like SEAL team members.
It does. It looks like an elite. Now, keep in mind, I said the party equivalent of SEAL Team 6. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, that looks like Pakistan to me.
Exactly. I'll say I felt like I was in Pakistan at one point. It's a 4-mile parade after a morning of what we can only loosely call intense tailgating.
So you Yacht Club. You arrive by barge.
Yes.
And do you like transfer onto moving vehicles?
We arrived by the pirate ship.
Pirate ship.
2,000 grown men.
One pirate ship?
One pirate ship. There's one official pirate ship, and I was fortunate enough. Again, I had a great handler down there on the scene.
An experienced pirate.
I get on the boat. There's the gangplank. And there are 75-year-old men dressed as pirates. Everyone's dressed like a pirate. You had no idea. And shooting off, like I said, shooting guns. The gunfire was intense. Now, fire.
Did your Captain Jack provide you with weaponry?
I had many weapons, mostly of the alcohol variety.
Grenade bombs.
Oh, I had a lot of bombs, my friend. So it was, and all these boats go out into the cove there with you, private boats and everything. They follow the pirate ship. Again, it's indescribable. You have to be there to see it. But if you're looking for something fun to do near the end of January every year, may I suggest go to Tampa. The parade route is lined with a lot of, booths, a lot of booths.
Uh-huh.
It is one huge party in downtown Tampa. The weather's fantastic, and the community's really into it. And it's a very safe. I got to tell you, you wrestle up a couple of pirates, get a little rowdy, they got to put them in the brig. But my hat's off to all my brothers on SEAL Team 6, and a couple of sisters. Well, it was quite an event. And we did have the SEAL team was made up of both men and women. The women who could go as hard as the men. It was just, but it takes a year to get over it, my friend. I'm hobbled. It's like I've got a pulled hammy. You know what I mean? If this were pro baseball, I'd be listed as day to day.
Injury reserve.
Yeah, I'd be on the IR. I'm on the IR to say the least. But I'm telling you, if you get a chance next year and you're looking for something fun to do, go take part in the festival. It's a lot of fun, and the parade, of course, is the culmination on Saturday. It's a lot of parties throughout Tampa, and again,
Gasparilla.
My thanks to my SEAL team leader and
Captain Jack
and Dr. Wayne Jay, the local physician there in Tampa, Dr. Wayne Jay, who administered some much needed medical attention throughout the weekend. This is Jack White's new single. Big Baby found this one for me. Thank you, Han Solo. He releases this album in a month.
In April.
Look at you, Big Baby, with the hookup. Jack getting it done, baby. Lot to get to today on the Super Bowl Sunday edition of the Sunday Buzz. Don't touch that dial. More to come.
It's all my fault. Yeah, I won't let love disrupt.